section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 12, Episode 1, and of course, number 71 in the books. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests. We have a two-time champion, Mr. Amazing AP Hughes, and we have another... No, wait, you've never won. Maybe a future champion for 2013, Mr. Doug Hahn. Let's talk about news, because we can't talk about the Week 1 results yet, because they haven't happened. But prediction, I win. So, KSL News, we already know who had the best draft and who had the worst draft. So, Aaron, who had the second best draft?
So, I'm going to go on a limb, and you guys might be surprised by this, but I believe that it was me who had the second best draft.
Right. You keep you know, tooting your own horn, but yeah, that's not true.
Well, Andy, who do you think had the best draft?
You know, I'm going to say Kevin did. I think the Chefs actually had a decent draft. I was very surprised about it. You know, you can also go after, you know, I could almost say that Joe had a decent draft as well, but there's some people I think there's a lot of problems in their positions, especially at defense on a couple of teams.
Well, the only thing with Kevin, he only has two starting running backs. And don't get me wrong, Jamaal Charles is probably going to have a big year this year. Reggie Bush, I think, also could have a big year. But his next running back is Shane Vereen.
And
then Bryce Brown. So whenever one of those guys, you know, if they get injured or whenever there's a bye week, he's going to have issues there.
Well, I guess I will give you that. But I do believe, though, he got a good quarterback. I think he took him way too early, though. He picked up Peyton Manning. I thought Pierre Garçon was another good pickup as well. And Jason Witten is always, a force to be reckoned with at tight end. He's not the best, but he's really close there. And, of course, he picked up a really good kicker. But he did pick up the Cleveland defense. I don't know about that one. That's my question for him. But, oh, well. So, Doug, who did you think had the second best draft?
I actually think Hoofter had the second best draft. I was very surprised by his team.
Really? Is it because he was just going off who was next to be picked up?
Yeah, why not? But no, I think he really did like a lot of those players, and I know he picked up a lot of them in my other league that I have with him. So, you know, his overall team is looking really good.
All right. I will say he does have a decent team. I just don't believe in Kaepernick. For some reason, I can't. Something about him. Lamar Miller, though, I don't know about him. I'm still wondering what's going to happen. But
even though he is a rookie running back, I think that Miller will still have a pretty good year. It's not going to be Doug Martin-like or anything, but it could be Alfred Morris. You know, we could see that. I actually, and he has Alfred Morris, which I think was a good pickup, of course. He has a good team, that's for sure. I think that he's going to have a couple of tough weeks. When the buys come, you know, I think that's going to be the only kind of small issue he might have. I'm not 100% positive, you know, if any of them share bye weeks, you know, any of his players do, but I think that'd be the only kind of small issue he could have. But I like his team too. And in the rankings that I did, I think that him and Joe will definitely be the two that'll be fighting it out in that division.
Doug, who do you think? I think I can answer for everyone when we talk about who had the second worst draft. I think we're all in agreement on this. I think Johnny had the second worst draft, right?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Okay, I was just waiting for Johnny to say what. Doug, what do you think?
I want to say Brian's team. I hate it.
Really? You don't like anyone on Brian's team?
No, I like his running backs, but that's it.
Really?
I mean, his starting quarterback is Carson Palmer.
Yeah. I mean, but he is pretty stacked.
Carson,
wide receiver and running backs. Oh my God. Wide receiver. How many?
Palmer.
Yeah, he has
Carson. I'm not Palmer. Looking. I don't. Carson Palmer, I just think, brings it down.
Really?
Just completely. I mean, Doug Martin, I think, will have a good year. Chris Johnson, I think, will have a good year. Brandon Myers, decent year. Darren McFadden sucks. There's a horrible flex play right there. Carson Palmer, not going to do that well. Andre Johnson, I think he'll have a decent year. DeSean Jackson, well, let's face it. He's the only wide receiver you have to cover in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he'll have a good year this year.
All right.
He has some decent defensive players, but I don't think it's going to be enough to carry him through.
All right. So Aaron believes that he had the second. He's second to the worst, right?
Well, no, actually, I think the second to worst draft. My rankings are a little different.
Right, you think that you're the second. You had the second worst draft, then, right?
No. I think that Nanigate did.
Really?
Yes. And here's why.
Is it because he put Ochi's face on your wife?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. That's
funny.
Yeah,
he told me that today.
I love his quarterback. Love his wide receivers. That's great. I like his two starting wide receivers. Marshawn Lynch, yeah, he's good. His second running back is Giovanni Bernard. It is a backup running back. It's his second running back. And Vernon Davis, he's been pretty good in the preseason. I don't know how well he's going to be doing, though, in the regular season. I don't know if him and Kaepernick are going to sync up as much as they're expecting. And then after that, I don't think that he doesn't have players that are going to get him further into the season, and I don't expect him to do well.
You don't think Le'Veon Bell will do anything for him?
Well, he might. They're saying he'll come back week 2. I'll say week 4. So for 4 weeks, he's not going to have a second running back. And even then, once he comes back, he's going to be hit with bye weeks, and I think that's where he's going to have issues because I don't think that he's built for the bye weeks.
All right. Okay. Now, who do you think is going to be the surprise breakout owner, Aaron?
Well, Doug Hahn, of course.
Well, if you had to pick someone who has not won a champ, okay, that's another one.
That is still me.
Let's see.
No, who else do I think?
Yeah,
I'm going to say Hefty. I think Hefty is going to be this. Granted, we don't know because obviously he's never played with us before. But I like his team, and I think that, like I said, him and Joe will definitely be fighting it out for that division. And there's a chance that Hoofter could come out on top. I think that Joe will by the divisional wins. I think Joe will just happen to have one more than him. But I think Hoofter is definitely the surprise breakout of the year.
All right, Doug, do you agree with that?
I do. I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's kind of hard to have him be a breakout. I think it counts as a breakout just because we don't know what he's going to do, or he hasn't been in the league. So it's new to, at least yours. But he did excellent in my previous work league. I think he'll do excellent here. And I think he will really break through and be a dominant owner in the league.
All right. So I would have my team that I'm actually looking to see what's going to happen with them. As much as I don't want to admit to it, but I think Kevin, I think for some reason he's going to do something and he may actually take that division. I mean, it's a weak division anyway, so it wouldn't surprise me if he wins at all because he's going to have 6 division wins right off the bat. So really he only needs a couple more for the division. So I think
he's going to be... Well, if he has 6 division wins off the bat, why would he need more for the division?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you still want to, be at least, 9-4 when you win the division. So he'll get 3 other wins. He'll probably pay like, Palmer and Brian, Doug.
Yeah.
So
I Kevin is not going to do that well this year.
All right. So who's going to fall from grace, Aaron? I'm just going to say, I think Aaron's going to fall from grace.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, Doug, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Dave.
Really? You think he's going to go first or worse?
Yep.
Match a cup to Saka or to the Bakerfield?
Yes, indeed.
Wow. Aaron, what do you think?
I actually agree with Doug. I think that Dave, not, I think that his team, it's an okay team, and he could max out at probably 6 and 7, but I think that he's going to be like a 5 and 8 team, and I could even see him potentially missing the playoffs. So I think that he's going to be the fall from grace.
All right, so our week one predictions, Aaron versus Oberg. Doug, who do you think?
Aaron.
Aaron, who do you think?
Aaron.
All right, I'm going to say Aaron too. So Andy versus Tybo. Of course I'm going to win. Aaron?
Yeah, I got you for that one.
Too. Doug?
Same.
All right, Brian versus Joe. I actually have Joe on this one. Doug?
I have Joe too.
All right, Aaron?
Joe.
Wow, okay. So we have Nanigay versus Kevin, and I'm going to say Kevin on this one. Aaron?
Yeah, same.
Doug?
Sadly, I'm going with you on that one too.
All right, Doug versus Pate. I'm going to say Doug. Aaron?
Yeah, I got Doug.
Doug, you got Dave, right?
Oh, of course, yes. I would always pick against my team.
All right, so then we have Palmer versus Hoofter.
And all of us have Hoofter.
So I guess, ironically, we could go all 6-0 if we really wanted to. But yeah, so
I'm actually very surprised we all picked the same. I figured at least Andy would pick against me just to fuck with me.
Well, no, because I have to think, you know, will Oberg beat Aaron? No. As Johnny yells again. I just don't think he can. I don't think his team's that strong, but you never know. So game of the week for me, I'm going to have to say, is going to be Aaron versus Oberg. What do you think about that, Doug?
I actually want to say Dave versus me.
Okay.
And I agree with that, too. You have the reigning champion versus the up-and-comer. I mean, obviously, Doug, you know, he has all the – he had the extra picks this year, so he was able to construct a team that – theoretically should be able to make it to the playoffs and to the Magic Cup. So, you know, that's going to be a big match, a huge, huge match up there.
All right. All right. So Toilet Bowl game of the week is going to go to who, Doug?
Hoofter versus Ty.
All right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoofter's going to destroy him.
All right. So who's most likely to get passworded as tacoed? In this case, you know, it could be, gosh, I'm not sure. What do you think, Aaron?
You know what? I'm going to say me. I think that I would be the most, out of all the matches, I think I would be the most likely just because I have a funny feeling that Johnny might win.
All right. I'm actually going to go with Joe on this one. What do you think, Doug?
I actually think it's me. I think just looking at the matchups and everything going, there's a couple of them I'm a little bit worried about, and especially with Arian Foster not necessarily getting a full workload. True, it's against San Diego, so even a half a workload should get me decent points. But at the same side, Dave has Houston's defense, and that's just going to be dominant for him. And I could see myself get a little bit fewer points and him all of a sudden like rise above his projection.
All right. Do you think the Houston Texans defense should have been drafted number one overall?
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure. So in survival and pick'em news, Aaron, do you have a week one lock?
You know, I'm going with Indy. I think everybody is too. Shoot. It's Oakland. I mean, come on. What do you expect?
Doug, did you pick Indy too?
I did not.
Oh, okay. 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 Who'd you pick?
I picked Houston.
Okay. That's a good one.
Right. I mean, they're playing in San Diego. This is a no-brainer.
All right. My
week one philosophy on all survivors, and you should take this to note since I am a 5-time winner of the Survival League.
Okay.
Week one, pick a definite person. Don't think that you're going to make it to the playoffs or anything like that and not have a team to pick because you're in the playoffs. No one's going to make it that far. Sorry. Pick a dominant team that's going to beat a weak team. I'd like to get Indy off the board so I wouldn't have to worry about them all year, but it's week one. Things happen.
I know.
San Diego will not.
My thinking behind it was, okay, who are the Raiders playing this week? Oh, Indy. Well, I guess everyone else is picking Indy. Well, crap. Might as well pick them. But do you think now Dave Nanigay told me today that he feels that he is going to run away with the Pick'em League this year. Do you either of you guys agree with that, Aaron?
No.
Okay.
No.
Doug, what? So you don't agree with that at all?
Oh, no. No. You got to look at the again. You continue to look at I am a previous two-time champion of that, and the times that I didn't win, I got second. So there is no running away with this. It is going to be a hard competition with me to win it or even get second.
All right. Let's move on to some NFL news. I got one here that I thought was really interesting, something that Brian Urlacher brought up. And that there were game plans where, let's say they were playing the Raiders and the Raiders started doing really, really well. There would be a signal from the sidelines saying that guy's the dive guy, so he's going to have a play and he's going to get it hurt, in quotes. Do you think that's a thing that he should have said now, or should he have not said anything at all about it? What do you think, Doug?
That's locker room stuff, man. Come on, you got to keep that to yourself. That's just not, that's not acceptable. That should have been stayed in there. You know, let things go. I think he is still a little pissed that the Bears didn't re-sign him, so he's gonna punish him for it.
All right, Aaron, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I agree with Doug. You know, there are certain things that I think people know, but you kind of just don't talk about, and I think that's one of them.
Do you think it's like don't ask, don't tell? Because Titus O'Neil from the WWE actually said that there's numerous NFL players that are gay, but nothing is said about it. It's like a hush-hush thing, but, you know, do you think that's one of those things as well? You don't talk about it, but it happens?
I don't think that there's a need to.
Okay.
Cool. No need.
Cool. All right, so I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and ending the podcast.
Oh, God, we're doing this all year long, aren't we?
And, of course, I want to thank Andrew Hughes for doing the hard work of putting the show together and recording everything.
Oh, my God.
And he's so legendary because of it.
Oh, dear God.
So, Doug, do you have anything else you want to add to the show?
I'd like to congratulate myself on this championship for the 2013-2014 season, and say congratulations to me again, and better luck to everybody else.
So is Doug going to be the first Triple Crown winner of Survival, Pick'em, and the League?
No.
Okay, Aaron, you want to say anything else?
Well, all I got to say is that you have to make it to the playoffs first before you can gloat about winning.
All right, so I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and ending the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking time to download the show. And, of course, I want to thank all the players in the league. And for Doug Hunt, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. So high.